Girls, welcome to another episode of The Oge Show. My name is Oge Che, and I'm the host and creator of this podcast. If today is your first time of joining us, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. First off, I want to apologize for not putting out content last week. I was a bit overwhelmed with a project I'm currently working on, and I just didn't have time to record or, you know, get guests or any of that, and I'm really sorry you this weekend. So for today, we are going to be discussing the reopening of the Lekki Toll. For my non-Nigerian listeners, the Lekki Toll is a very popular area in many Nigerian youths were murdered in cold blood by members of the Nigerian military on the 20th day of October 2020. Until date, nobody has been prosecuted. We still don't know who gave the order, but somehow the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry, which is sort of like a panel that was set up to look into police brutality activities and get justice for victims, voted 5-4 in favor of reopening the Lekki Toll barely 6 months after. And this has, you know, generated a lot of controversies. This has, you know, sparked conversations around what it means for NSAS movement and all of that. So today I spoke to a few of Nigerian youths like myself about to know how they feel about the reopening of the Lekki Toll, to get their opinions on its significance on the NSAS movement, and how, if people's concerns about classism and clout chasing surrounding the NSAS movement are valid. Guest is none other than Ikenna Okonkwo, who is a geologist and a lecturer of geology at the University of Nigeria in Sokoto.
All right, so Ikenna, I'm sure you've been following the conversation on Lekki Toll reopening, and someone who has lived or spent most of his early years in Lagos State and who was also, you know, kind of invested in the whole NSAS movement in 2020, and, you know, wanting to see a better Nigeria where youths are not at the mercy of a trigger happy policeman every single day of their lives. And now the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry has, you know, voted to reopen the Lekki Toll less than 6 months after, you know, the Lekki massacre, which occurred on 20th October 2020. How do you feel about the reopening of the Lekki Toll?
Well, the first thing I thought, or my first thought on the 20th of October, which isn't even, I think it's just 3 months
ago. Yeah, yes, my first 3 months.
My first thought was, this toll should not exist after this. It should be demolished after this.
Okay.
I mean, there's blood on it. That should be demolished. And I was surprised that the panel actually voted, and it was a 5-4 vote. They voted to reopen it, to reopen the toll. It raised a lot of questions. Let's leave aside the fact that a place where something like that had happened, well, we shouldn't be collecting toll at that place. Let's leave that aside. But it raises many questions for me about Lagos State and how Lagos State is wrong. Because the excuse given is that the toll is run by the Lekki Concession Company, and there has been an agreement with Lagos for I don't know how many years for the concession company to collect toll so that it can manage and run the express. The question, and that raises the question for Lagos, there's a lot of lack of transparency with Lagos finances.
Okay.
So we do not even know what the agreement with the LCC is. The idea was that they manage the expressway, and to be honest, it doesn't look like there's someone managing that expressway. I mean, from time to time you have a bit of work done at the roundabout, and then there was a flyover at Aja. But there are many things that was done in the original plan, which is to expand the expressway all the way, I think, to Ekpe.
Okay.
And then we do not even know whether the work that has been done on that express has been done with taxpayers' money or it's the Lekki Concession Company, because that would be the only thing that would justify the toll gates being there collecting toll. So Lagos State is going, it's taking the route of, okay, we're more interested in the money. We're more interested in money. The excuse is that, well, we have an agreement with the business, and you won't blame them in that sense that, okay, we have an agreement with the business, and if the lease was supposed to run for 30 years, then we cannot stop them from making their money. But that too isn't even clear. That too isn't even clear. So it's really unconscionable that Lagos is deciding to go along this route. It shows that, well, they didn't really care about what happened there on the 20th.
Okay. All right, and then there has been conversations around, you know, reoccupying the Lekki toll, just because the Lagos State government decided that, oh, they want to reopen the toll. And so many Nigerian youth, although this, you know, proposition has been met with both negative and positive, you know, reactions. Why some people are saying, no, I'm not going to go back to that toll. Other people are saying, we have to go back to that toll. That toll should not be made to stand. That toll should not receive money anymore. Do you think Nigerian youth should occupy the Lekki toll on the 13th of February 2020? 2021, sorry.
It's risky. I think that's the word I'll use. The word I'll use is that it's risky.
Okay.
And I personally will support the right of Nigerians to protest, because we all have that right. We have that right to protest. But it's risky. It's risky. Mm-hmm. The Nigerian state clearly doesn't regard the Nigerian people. Mm-hmm. And one thing that has happened, especially with this Lekki toll, the reactions, is that the Nigerian state can count on many Nigerians who would willingly support them by blaming protesters for exercising their rights.
Yes, true.
And if it had happened once, it will happen again. Especially now that everybody's saying, look, don't go back there, don't go back there. If anything happens, people will say, we warned you. I mean, there was someone who was talking about how celebrities and who knew what was going to happen on the 20th.
And that's why a lot of them were not present on that day.
Yeah, that's why a lot of them were not present.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though that raises the question of, you knew and you did not say anything.
But some people did say something. People tweeted about it, asked people to go home.
But it was, you know, it was the typical, it was based on, you know, that day, Lagos had become violent.
Yes.
Lagos had become violent and there was a curfew. And it was because of the curfew that people were like, especially the organizers of the protest, in quotes, were saying, look, shut this thing down, everybody go home. We protest it later. We come back later because there is a curfew. So the government has an excuse in the sense of, we are trying to manage the curfew, because there was violence in Lagos that day, serious violence in Lagos. Not at the Lekki toll, but serious violence. And then 6 p.m. that happened. There were people who said, okay, there were sinister things happening. There was the thing of the cameras at 4 p.m. and all of that. But there wasn't really any credible from an established handle saying, this is going to happen. I have this intel. Because that's what they are claiming now, that there were many people who had intel that the military were going to do what they did.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that there was intel on generic violence. There was intel on the military were coming to clear that place.
And people had to leave. And that assumption has led to, or this revelation has led to this conversation around classism, where people were saying that children of the rich whose parents had connection, whose parents had networks, especially in government, had their parents make them stay home, because I think with the assumption that their parents knew this was going to happen, and that it was children of the poor, proletariats in the society that were at the Lekki toll, and those were the people that died. So what do you think classism also is playing a role around this whole Lekki NSAS protest? And then secondly, many people have also come to say that the reason why they will not be going back to toll is because they have realized, or they assumed, that so many people use the NSAS protest to further advance their personal careers, and not necessarily because they believed in justice or police brutality victims, that they just used it to gain clout or recognition from international organizations, from the international community.
Well, for the first question, I don't really like looking at things under narrative terms, like rich versus poor, elites versus peasants, or things like that. I don't like looking at things in that way. What I saw, from what I saw on that Tuesday, the 20th of October, was basically people deciding to leave the toll gate because of the curfew. And then the ones who were left behind were people who felt, look, the curfew was called when everybody had gone to work. People had work. It was 11 o'clock in the morning when the curfew was announced.
Yeah, it was.
So a lot of people ended up at the toll gate. A lot of people ended up at the toll gate because they thought, look, if I start going home, I'm not going to make the curfew. So this is the safest place for me to be. So it was a combination of those things. So most of the people there were people who probably were there because where they were living on the mainland or further out, it was too far to get home before the curfew. So the best thing, like, let's be here in the crowd. So I don't really want to put the narrative of elite and non-elite. No, most people who maybe you come from a home where you're responsible, or people were obviously there were people who were calling, like, look, if you had told me to leave because of the curfew, not because of what was going to happen, because of the curfew. And then as for the motives of the people who found their way to the forefront, we've been here since Occupy Nigeria. I mean, Occupy Nigeria, people use Occupy Nigeria to further whatever agenda that they have.
One thing that
you would know from human beings, wherever, it's not everywhere around the world, is that everybody has a motive. Everybody has a motive, everybody has an agenda. So if you are saying, if that is the reason why you would join up with people who are doing something, then it's a very poor reason. For me, I feel in these things, you basically look at what is being fought for. Is this thing worthy? So NSAS, for example, NSAS is something that, okay, this is a worthy fight, because this is something that affects everybody. Now, whether it is SEGA that is leading it, because I had always felt SEGA had been a shady person from a long time ago. Whether it is SEGA that is leading it, whether it is members of the Feminist Coalition who also have their own agenda, leading it. The point is that, is what they are doing good? Yes. Is there any way I can support? Yes. If they now turn out to be pushing the agenda, fine. We move on. We know that, okay, these guys are not sincere. They are cancelled. I mean, we've cancelled SEGA. So we move on. There's no need crying over, oh, SEGA went and voted. He did what he felt he was. He knows where he's going. Leave him. The issue still remains. If people are selling you out, you move. You find other people. There are many other willing people who are genuinely fighting this fight. If those genuine people end up getting very close to power and then they are bribed and then they sell out, fine. All that will mean is that, okay, one will not have to be wiser, one will have to be more prudent in picking who you would call your messiah, or who would call your point person, or who you call your leader in these things. So that's how I see it.
Okay, finally, what does the reopening, if it becomes successful, reopening of the Lekki Toll, what significance does it have on the NSAS movement?
It will have the significance that we want it to have. Because, yes, the Lekki Toll Gate became like a kind of a central point or a touchstone, a symbol of NSAS. But knowing the way Nigeria works, they're going to open Lekki Toll Gate and then nothing will happen. People have more pressing things to be worried about. So this is now where the NSAS movement now has to redefine itself or re-strategize. Because, yeah, the I don't know whether we can go back to mass protests like we had in October. I don't know whether we can go back to that. So it now requires, okay, something else. So we've seen that, okay, protests have not worked. We've seen how difficult it is, even these judicial panels of inquiry, how difficult it is and how compromised everything is. So we have to think of something else. We have to think of something else.
Okay, thank you very much, Ikenna, for your opinion. Thank you for giving us, thank you for having this conversation, basically.
Guys, we've heard from Ikenna. We've heard how he feels about the Lekki Toll Gate reopening and its significance for the NSAS movement. Up next, we'll be speaking with Onome Amajor, Onome is a social media manager, a presenter, and a voiceover artist.
It might not propel any action from them, but again, I feel like it's what they want to see. They want us to be stubborn. And at the same time, I just hope that anybody that goes there, they're sick provided. Because if there's going to be a second round of massacre, it's going to be bloody. And again, the government will not do anything about it. So anybody that is going should just have it in mind that it's 50-50. It might work, it might not work. The outcome might be so bad
or bloody.
Yeah, or worse than what happened before.
Okay. All right. So finally, what do you think if it becomes successful that the Lekki toll gets to stand again and goes back to business as usual, what do you think it signifies for the NSAS movement?
Although I feel bad saying it, but it already feels like our efforts useless because nothing so far has been done. People who were like at the front of the protest are steadily receiving threats and all. So so it will just be that our efforts were useless and there is nothing that can be done about this country again. Because for the president, during the NSAS protest, when the president came to speak, he was saying nothing. He was reading a script. So that was the time I just zeroed my mind that, oh, these people don't really care about us. They are still lying that people died and all. So if they open the toll gates, it makes no difference to me. It's just going to bring out publicly what I've been saying, that they don't care about us. They don't see us as citizens. To them, we are just chickens. Like, we don't exist. But the Nigerian government is forgetting that without citizens, there is no country. You cannot rule animals. You cannot rule ants. So if you kill everybody in the country, you're useless. But I don't think it matters to them. Everything is just money, their pockets and all. I used to wonder when I was younger. I used to wonder why a country needed a government, a president. But now I'm seeing that, oh, we really need a president, but not just a president that is just occupying the seat, or not just someone being tied to someone that is really acting. And I don't think people in power now are doing anything. They are just occupying space and taking all the money. They don't care about people, the country. Everything is so bad. Plus the toll gates. I work on the island, so I know how traffic has been used. I know how long we have to spend at that place just waiting for cars to move, especially the morning rush and all. So it's been really nice with the toll gate being closed. And if you go on Twitter, you see some people talking about how much they have been able to save with the economy, the way the country is making everything hard and all. Toll gates being closed has favored a lot of people. But then opening it now, I don't know. Again, it goes back to what I've been saying, that they don't care about us. And I don't feel any way about it because I already knew that to them, we don't exist.
Okay, so finally, before you go, there has also been, you know, conversations around classism, you know, on the whole NSAS movement in October, that so many children of the rich did not come out to join the protest. Yeah. They were not on the street. So many people said that or assumed that these people, they were just online tweeting in their father's mansions on the island or wherever else, in London, in America, in Canada, that they did not come out. Partly because some people actually said that their parents may have warned them due to the fact that they had intel that, oh, there was something bad was going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And that it was children of the poor who were on the streets protesting, and that, you know, also some people came out to, you know, say that the whole NSAS movement was a means to an end for a lot of people, that some people use the NSAS movement to advance their careers, that some interest groups, groups had an agenda to push. And I don't think anybody's blind about or blind to the rivalry that has existed or continues to exist since NSAS between SEGA and FEMCO.
Yes.
So what do you have to say about this?
Okay, so I always feel like everybody's selfish. So if I'm doing something, although not everybody would like to admit it, but if anybody's doing something, there's always something in it for them.
Yes,
there's always something in it for them. They might start out and not get any, but at the long run, politics always plays in. So yes, I feel like a lot of people use NSAS to elevate their careers, although it might not have been the reason they started out, but along the line, they saw it as a means to so. Then for the issue between Sega, it's something that has been right before Ensa's. I feel like Sega is a really blunt person and most people do not like it. He's somebody that he says what he needs to say and he does not like to put things under the carpet, and most people are not okay with it. So I feel like their rivalry has been right before Ensa's. Hopefully in future they sort it out. Then for the parts where the children of the poor, it's everywhere. It's how it's poor people are always used as chickens. We are always the scapegoats.
Totally agree with everything Onome just said, especially the part where she said that the leaders do not care about us, they don't give a rat's ass about our lives in Nigeria. So guys, I really want to hear what you think. And thirdly, we have Ifeanyi Feko Ibebunam. Feko is a rapper, he is a 3D animator and also a podcaster.
Hi, okay, what's up?
Hello, Ifeanyi.
I'm very well.
Okay, so I have, I'm sure you've seen the conference around Ensa's, Ensa's movement and reopening Lekki toll gate.
Yes.
Early sixth Lekki massacre that happened on the 20th. Yeah, so how do you feel about, so how do you feel the Lekki tolls, Lagos State judicial panel, this brutality act and get justice that this panel voted to reopen the Lekki toll? How do you feel about the reopening the Lekki toll?
First, the judicial panel yielded with the time.
Okay.
But here we are, answer to our quest ordered, and the investigations have not been forthcoming, to be honest. So I think a lot to be done in terms of investigating what actually happened, to start collecting, you know, from Lagos commuters, and by opening, I think that's their primary start make about the plight of, and we need answers as regards what happened the 20th of October. So I would say self Nigerian got the Lagos State got precise for them to reopen the Lekki, and I'm fully in support of.
Okay, that's actually what I was going to go in next. So you're in support of youth occupying the Lekki to proposed for 13th February 2020. So why in support of? Because so many people have come out to say, oh, they're not going to go back there because of maybe PTSD, the fact that's killed, and that is when government currently, this current administration, does not give a beeswax about anybody's life. Like, they will end you, waste you, and do not care for the repercussions. So why to go back there? And so many people have also come on social media, Twitter, to say that, oh, we went there and we saw what happened, and now everybody is locked up because it got real. We saw what it's like for revolution to happen, blood, so many lose their lives. And after that, 20 went back to their houses. And now people are not, this is not. So why do you think that it's their lives? Because it's quite uncertain what will happen. With thugs in and start
hurting,
assassinating, or with the Nigerian military come in again and start shooting sporadic protesters.
Okay, well, at this time, a different strategy deployed.
Okay.
And I feel we had enough time, 20th, and now we strategize and come up with a better way of occupying the. It might not be they are involving technology, and I wouldn't, the strategies, I would recommend whoever is initiating come back the protest. But I feel we need to re-strategize before occupying it. And I understand that a lot of people are going stressed as of what happened before. Even myself, till now, I can't really find how massacre and just sweep everything under the carpet without doing anything about as to why they were in the first place, without answering this question. We've been longing for answer, and February, I'm just eager to see what happened. I'm really eager to see. I don't know who's calling for this, you know, unlike the last two run down foul, you know, kind of like packed. But right now I can't really try to vignette that protest right now, but I'm just eager to see what happened. Sorry, what day on the
13th? Yeah, Valentine's Day. Okay, so you talked about strategy about all of this and how you think we going back the best option. Also, there's also conversations around the fact that so many groups and so many people had an agenda to pursue, like to pursue a personal agenda of advancing their personal careers, their career in activism and all that, and Ensa's was just a means to an end for them, not really because they believed in justice for victims of police. Would some of you use Ensa's to advance your career, to make yourself noticeable to the international community, to come out and say, oh, most of you were just clout chasing with the Ensa's? And then there's also the issue of classism, where where most people have the idea that the rich or children of the rich in the society didn't come out to join the ENTAS protest. They were all in their houses and outside the country, tweeting, you know, urging people on to go and protest. Why in the safety and comfort of their mansions, due to the fact that their parents may or may not have known that such a thing was going to happen, and hence didn't allow them come out to join the protest.
Okay, to answer your first question, as we do, I think influencers, majority of Nigerian influencers, used the ENTSARS protest to advance their career. It was some sort of clout check.
Yeah.
Well, what are in as much as they put their lives on, whether they notice them or for the international community to acknowledge, as long as put their lives on the line, you know, they went, their voices were heard, they had placards with like end brutality, stop robbing, you know, stuff like that. As long as they were active in such social communities, I would say clout is not the problem right now, because I feel the most important thing right now is for our voices to fight. So whatever benefits might arise being socially Nigerians, if you get noticed by the British Council, if you get noticed by international community, by an amnesty, fine. So that's initially your sole aim, for you to speak about things that are wrong, and that was actually, you know, by you going to all well. And I just focus, should I say, like the cloud chase, I should focus on the message that a lot of Nigerian youth are trying to pass out there, because I feel the ENTSARS protein, that's like how will I put it, the most impact by Nigerian youth in the history of Nigeria. I sound to be corrected, but in my own opinion, that's when international community actually recognized that we have Nigerian youth fed up of what is going on in their country, and they are ready to speak up about it, because the international media also assisted by amplifying. I think it's a trade more on the message. We should concentrate more on the main objective of the campaign, which is to end bad governance. So I don't think pay attention to this clout chasing per se. And also, I think that initially don't want to come out, understand why most of them, you know, like you said earlier, we started, some people are going through. I wouldn't expect someone, well, it's our own choice if to come back in protest, but I wouldn't expect someone like her, you know, to be back on the street protesting again after that Trump truth. I just feel everybody sadly with the same responsibility. As long as you're a Nigerian, as long as you're Nigeria, and as long as you want a better future for the generation unborn. So that's my own two cents.
Okay, thank you. Finally, what does reopening of the Lekki toll mean for the ENTSARS more successful? What significance does it have on ENTSARS more?
Okay, I think a lot of people might think the protests will impact us now, the Lagos State government to open the toll gate. But I think we saw this coming. We knew at some point the Lekki toll gate, but we didn't know when that would happen. I would say, unfortunately, the Lekki toll gate is going to be reopened without addressing surrounding ENTSARS protests. So this might deter certain people, it might discourage certain people, but I would say, and encourage every Nigerian youth not to discourage. As long as our voices were heard by them, I think it's only a matter of time when actually answer some of these questions that we craving for answers. And I think discourage should just lend their voices to the ENTSARS process. But like I said before, strategy this time. I think Banky also raised a notion one time. I think he said, Fowles and a couple of other people should have like a virtual, yeah, some of how we strategize and stuff. Like I think we need to plan for strategizing before going back on it, so that what happened the 20th of October will not happen.
Okay, thank you very much, Ifeanyi. Thank you.
Okay guys, so we've heard from Ifeanyi Feko Ibebunam about ENTSARS and the Lekki toll gate reopening. Up next, we'll be hearing from Ezinne Okese. Ezinne Okese has a degree in mass communication from the University of Benin, and she currently works in the health sector in Lagos State.
Okay. So how do you feel about the reopening of the Lekki toll gate? I'm sure you've heard that
Lagos
will be reopening the Lekki toll. How do you feel about that?
I'm on mixed feelings, to be honest, because firstly, I just feel like it kind of takes away from like the validity of, you know, like the killings that went on or that happened that day. It kind of feels like they're literally saying that nothing happened, nobody died, no life was lost. Do you understand? And so operations can carry on. Do you understand? I mean, yeah. I would have thought that at the very least, you know, because of like the whole outcry and how like it went global, that maybe they would have been sensible enough to, you know, hold off, or if not even hold off, like it doesn't have to be a toll gate again. People still want to be collecting money, and I would have thought that they would have, you know, maybe considered, you know, that whole location as some kind of memorial, you know, just something to, you know, for people to look back on and feel like their efforts weren't in vain, or their like just generally the whole movement wasn't in vain, you know. Yeah. But then now we're hearing that they're reopening, and it just feels as if, you know, and this is what most people were kind of talking about and saying, like, in a matter of months, you understand, this whole thing is going to die down and nobody's even going to remember like there was an NSAS movement, you get. And well, it looks like that's what's playing out now. Do you understand? Like, everybody's moving on. And the thing is, even if we talk and talk and talk, you know, before you know it, they will actually open that place and everybody will go back to their normal life, and everybody will go back to, you know, using the toll gate as it was before, you know, as it was in the past. And in a matter of time, everybody will forget, you know, whatever they are feeling right now about the reopening.
Okay. All right. So I've heard you, and in my opinion, I feel like expecting the Nigerian government to you know, turn that plate, the Lekki toll, into some kind of memorial, if these people can send the military who are supposed to be protecting us to murder us in numbers, and tried everything within their power to ensure that, you know, no evidence was collected, like there is nothing to show that such a thing happened, trying to gaslight us. Oh, just yesterday I heard that that the community that witnessed the shootings and all Lagos State government actually demolished the community yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That is how.
I mean, I can't say that I'm shocked, because I heard they were literally picking bodies, you know, when it even happened. They're picking bodies, you know,
River and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, secondly, my second question is, now Nigerian youths are, some people are clamoring that we go and occupy the Lekki toll on Valentine's Day Eve, which is 13th of February 2021, and that should not allow the Lagos State government ever make money from that toll again. And also, if you've noticed, I don't know if you've been going to the island and using that Lekki toll, for some reason, traffic has been non-existent since they took down that toll. Just that. Okay, so do you think that Nigerian youth should, you know, go and occupy the Lekki toll on Saturday?
I think it would depend on what their motive is, and, you know, depend on, like, organization, because I wouldn't say, like, the whole NSAS movement, you know, didn't I wouldn't say like it didn't have any impact. The world felt the impact, do you understand? And it's still being talked about, you know, pretty much everywhere, and people have their eyes on, you know, Nigeria as a whole. So I feel like we can use that advantage, because people haven't forgotten and people are still asking questions, you get. So if they're going to do that, I feel like they should be serious about it. It's not like that one that they did and then they're going there and they're throwing parties, do you understand? And, you know, just, you know, doing things that are, you know, outside the goal of the movement. So I feel like if it all boils down to what, you know, the plan is, are you just going there to create nuisance or constitute nuisance, or are you going there to try and prove a point? Are you going there, you know, for the world to see that, you know, you guys haven't given up on the whole movement, and you guys know exactly what you want, and you mean what you're saying, do you understand? So I feel like if they have all this in place, you understand, I still think that they still have like a good shot. They still have a good shot, yes. And I think, I mean, the government, if they have any sense, they're not going to try, you know, like what they did the last time, just because of, like I said, the world is watching, everybody's watching, do you understand? And they're waiting to see what plays out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Izine.
You're welcome.
To be noted.
All
right, guys, so that was Ezine Okezie. Ezine is of the opinion that if we are to go back to the Lekki tour, we need a strategy. We're not just going to dive in, you know, without a plan, without a strategy. What are we doing different this time around? And I kind of see her point. I really do see her point. Up next and our final person for today is Kiowa Sarah Agudu. Kiowa Sarah Agudu lives in Lagos State and works in the education sector.
Hi. I'm very fine.
I'm okay.
All right, so let's get down to, you know, the business of today. How do you feel about the reopening of the Lekki tour? Because I'm assuming that you've been following the conversation around reopening of the Lekki
tour. Yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
Personally, I feel like it's unnecessary. One, because they've not come to a conclusion about the whole investigation concerning the old Lekki massacre. And then personally for me, it's because like it's been stressful going to the island when the toll gate is open. Now I get to go there with, now that they're considering opening that place, I might have to like just stay away because traffic congestion at the toll gate is crazy. Like the free flow of traffic right now, I don't know for other people, but for me coming from all the way from the mainland to the island and back, it's just a lot of stress, totally unnecessary, and I would rather they do not do that, at least for now, until we come to a conclusion on what happened at that time.
Okay, I think the Lagos State government made, the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry, you know, voted 5-4 in favor of reopening the Lekki tour. A lot of people, some quarters have come to say, oh, we should reoccupy the Lekki tour gates, that, you know, the Lagos State government should not be allowed to ever make money from that place again. Many people are even saying that the place should be like a memorial for the victims of the Lekki massacre, and not going to be like a business as usual era. Now, do you think that the Nigerian youth, given what happened on the 20th of October 2020, and then also the fact that police brutality had really not, you know, been curbed since then, do you think the Nigerian youth did go ahead to occupy the Lekki toll gate, even though their safety or, you know, them coming back alive is uncertain?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure if, except there are like security like put in place, you know, try and curb or reduce the amount of casualties, because in the same government, normally in the same government, I would say, okay, fine, let's go ahead, let's do this. But with the way our government reacted in the last protest, I do not know what is going to come out. I fear for what is going to come in this protest that's going to happen on Saturday. So I honestly do not know what to say. I would not want to discourage that want to go. All I would only advise is please be safe, be at alert. When you notice, just please be at alert. When you notice that things are about to go, like, you know, go south, please leave there immediately. For those that still want to go, if they were doing something, maybe like something around Festac where I stay, I probably might have even just gone there to show support and leave. I really don't know what to do. Because I do not want to discourage people from right, be safe.
Okay, thank you very much. But finally, what do you think if the reopening becomes successful and then from next week we see business as usual at the toll, you know, people are paying for toll gates fees, there's traffic and all of that stuff. What does this signify for, what significance does it hold for the EndSARS movement?
Well, to me, it's going to feel like, for me, it's going to feel like defeat anyway. Because what was the whole point of protesting under the chanting, tweeting, and making noise everywhere if it's just the toll gate shouldn't even be open, at least in the next 1 year or two? If,
oh wow,
movement. So if it goes back to, I would personally feel defeated. Like they say, it's the little wins, but really, why should that place be open? People literally died there. That place should not make money. They should not be able to make money from that. In the same government, that is what should happen. Given that we have, like, you know, the kind of leaders that we do, I honestly don't know, it's going to be very demoralizing for me, because I knew what the last process did to my mental health. It was a lot. So I honestly hope and pray that for the first time, then our leaders listen, at least try to reason.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you for you know, joining us. Thank you for your opinion. All right, do enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, guys, so we've heard from all of this Nigerian youth on how they feel about the Lekki toll gate reopening. Do you agree with them? Do you disagree with them? If yes, if no, I want to hear all about it. Follow the conversation on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Ogi Show. Send me a DM if you're using the Anchor app. You can also send me a voice message. Also, you can leave a rating on the podcast from whatever platform you're listening on, especially at the Apple and Spotify podcast platforms. And please do not forget to follow us across all social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Ogi Show, one word. Until next week, I still remain your host, Ogechi. Bye for now.